All right, so we're here with Andre Fortin, the provincial representative for the Pontiac. Andre, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
So I understand you've been in the region here talking with some of the newly elected officials. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I had a few meetings this week already with the mayor of Shawville, the mayor of Rapide de Joachim, and this morning with the mayor of L'Île-aux-Allumettes. I already have a good working relationship with a lot of the mayors that were already in place and that are back, but it was important to me for in the first few days of their mandate to try to meet all the newly elected mayors, and they bring a different perspective, a different energy, new ideas to the table. So I wanted to know what their priorities were and where they were hoping to bring their municipality and the region as a whole. So I sense very much people that are focused on the task, that are involved for the right reasons, and so I'm excited about these new partnerships that we'll work on over the next few years.
So are these all sort of informal meetings, or is there going to be some sort of formal arrangement where you meet them all as a group, or how does that work?
Eventually, I did have a discussion with Jane Toller about meeting them formally at the MRC with all 18 mayors. And the warden, but I wanted to start off by meeting every mayor and their DG in a lot of cases as well, just to get a sense of their priorities and the things that they want to get working on right now. And for example, this morning I was in L'Île-aux-Allumettes and they mentioned high-speed internet, cell coverage. High-speed internet, something that is already in pretty good order in on the island, because basically all of their fiber to the home has been wired on every pole. So they're kind of ahead of the game already on that one, but it's an obvious reminder that it's priority one for a lot of people in this region.
And so the schedule was for sometime next year. Do we have any indication of what the wire's in now, but how long's the rest of the
For the Upper Pontiac, for L'Île-aux-Allumettes, Chimbro, Chichester, the wiring's already done, and you'll see agents across town either door knocking or dropping off flyers or proposing their services to people in those municipalities, and it's happening across the other municipalities of the Pontiac. You're starting to see work on the poles to bring in fiber to our towns. So it's a positive step. The deadline that the government has set is October 2022. It's going to be tight. It won't necessarily be done everywhere, I don't think, but it's headed in the right direction right now.
And this is kind of changing gears here, but it's a story that is sort of breaking here today about the outbreak at Dr. Wilbert Keon there in Chapeau. You've already spoken with Francois, I understand, about this, but as far as the communication goes, because this is something that started back on the 6th, I think, or something, when the first case, but what as far as the communication goes from the organizations involved here?
Yeah, a couple of things. I think their decision to close the school is the right one at this point. We've seen a rapid increase in the number of cases from 5 a couple of days ago to 15 or so today. So it probably is the right decision to stop the spread of the virus in the school. But from a communication standpoint, it's been a sore point here in the Pontiac and across the region, communications from the CIS de l'Outaouais. And I understand they've dealt with a lot of these situations throughout the past months. But for us here in the Pontiac, for our community in the Upper Pontiac, it's something that we haven't had to deal with just yet. So I think a lot of parents would have appreciated a much more forthright and forthcoming approach. So, and hopefully they learn from this and can do better next time. There's a lot of community partners, whether it's the French school board, the bus drivers that weren't necessarily involved. So hopefully they can correct course if ever this happens again. And from a parent standpoint, I think it's a useful reminder, seeing the difference in spread between the high school and the elementary school. In the high school in Chapeau, which is right next door, there really are no cases. And a lot of these students are vaccinated. And in the elementary school, where the kids obviously are not at this point, you saw the rapid spread in the number of cases and the rapid increase in the number of cases. So it's a useful reminder from a parent standpoint that Hopefully we can all get our children vaccinated as soon as possible and stop these types of situations from happening.
So moving on, this is still on the healthcare file there as well. There was recently a study published by Iris there about sort of the healthcare outcomes specifically in the rural portions of the Uruguay. I know they had published something that was previously recognized by the National Assembly there as far as being the Uruguay region itself being underfunded, but this was got delved a little more deeply into the Pontiac and Valley to look at. No. So there's a few things that jumped out to me personally. One being the life expectancy in the Pontiac specific is the lowest out of the entire Uruguay by a significant amount, like 5 years, 5-6 years or something like that. Yeah. So what do you take away from this latest study here?
I can't say I was really surprised by the outcome of this study. Life expectancy is lower here, and for a number of reasons. The socioeconomic factors, whether it's education, whether it's the amount of people smoking, the access to sports facilities or whatever it might be, is less in this, or is not in our favor in the MRC Pontiac. And that obviously leads to different levels of life expectancy. Where government has to compensate for that is when you have a region that has more difficulty from a socioeconomic standpoint, you have to make your services more available, whether they're mental health services, whether they are availability of service, so people always know that they can turn to an easily accessible service, whether it's the community services making better prevention campaigns. Those are all things that if you have regions where it's a bit more difficult, you have to compensate for that. And that's where I think government is failing right now. I don't feel that they have here in the Pontiac, in the Outaouais, because life expectancy in the Outaouais is also lower than on the Quebec average. I don't feel that they have those resources in place for people. And that's something that definitely we have to get working on.
And another thing that that came up in that study there was the fact that in the Pontiac at the Pontiac Hospital, the emergency room, something like 88% of the cases that come there are designated as non-urgent or triage or the lowest priority for triage as well. So we also have one of the highest rates of doctors per person here, but. Obviously, having a doctor doesn't necessarily mean you can see them in a quick time frame there. So what do you see as the issue here for the Pontiac Hospital? Is it people coming from Gatineau where there might not be as less coming up here for a quicker service, or the fact that people in the Pontiac can't get access to a regular family doctor visit?
I think it's probably a mix of everything that you just mentioned there, but there are a lot of people who come from the Elmer and Hull sectors to our hospital, and people who might say, I just don't know where to turn. I think it's an emergency, but maybe it's not an emergency where I need to be at the ER in 10 minutes. I can drive up to Shawville. I know I'll see somebody quickly. So it's maybe partly that. But at the same time, there are a lot more people in the Pontiac that are waiting for a family doctor these days than was the case even 2 years ago. There are more people on the wait list for a family doctor in the Pontiac and across the province. And that is something that while government now seems to be addressing it, seems to be introducing a bill on access to a family doctor. For the last 3 years, they've kind of let it slide, and it's showing in a lot of people's access to a family doctor, which has always been, every campaign that I've door knocked, it's always been the issue number one. And to see that we're not headed in the right direction is certainly something that has to change quickly.
And this is sort of going off because the previous study, it was published, I think, in 2018. And then in 2019 or so, it was held up in the National Assembly and recognized. Hooray, the study exists. But yeah. I mean, what it didn't seem like there was anything that was actually done to address in the Outaouais specifically. So what would you like to see done as far as actual actionable change instead of just holding up another study and saying, hey, this exists, but not doing, it seems like, anything about it?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's one thing to realize that there's an issue, that the stats aren't in our favor. But again, even the study from 2018 that said there was less funding per capita in our region than anywhere else, the issue has completely changed right now, where we're not even spending the funding that is allocated to us in this region because we are short doctors, we're short nurses, we're short healthcare professionals. And that is where the bulk of the money on healthcare is spent. You've got a little bit of infrastructure, but you've got mainly it's services and salaries that are being paid. And we're not spending that because we're short all these healthcare professionals. So we know we're not seeing our own graduates from Heritage College or other Outaouais facilities keep their practice here. Ontario is attracting a lot of them. We're losing some of our long-term staff that has been there for a long time to Ontario because they are proactively recruiting our members. And we cannot offer, we're not offering competitive salaries, competitive working conditions, the types of hours that they want to do, the types of jobs that they want to do. And that's where, at least in terms of the salaries, we can, if we want to, as a government, we should be able to do that. The CAQ government recognized that it was a problem at the start of their mandate, but they haven't yet done anything about it. So they've got a fiscal update coming next week. I certainly hope there's a recognition in there that in order for this region to keep its healthcare professionals, they have to have competitive salaries with Ontario, or else this this drain of our resources towards our neighboring province will continue.
And just to wrap up here, I know you got a few days left here in the National Assembly before the end of the year. Is there anything on your radar or anything upcoming that it would be of particular interest to the people of Pontiac?
Yeah, I think healthcare services in general. We're seeing right now there's five obstetrics units that are closed across the province, including ours. There's five emergency rooms that are closed across the province, including the Gatineau emergency room. And those are basic, elementary, essential services that a population can expect and should expect in close proximity to where they live. And we're not trending in the right direction. Last year, there were two obstetrics units that were closed. Now we're at five. Last month, we were at three emergency rooms that were closed. Now we're at five. And so what we felt in this region for a long time, I think a lot of places in Quebec are also starting to feel that they don't have enough human resources when it comes to nursing and other healthcare professions. And to us, that has to be put at the top of the list because that's part of the reason why people agree to pay taxes. That's part of the reason, it's part of the contract between government and taxpayers that they will have access to those essential services. So for me, the obstetrics units across the province, but particularly the one in Shawville, which has been closed the longest, that needs to be addressed by government. I at least want to see a plan from the healthcare minister as to how he is planning to staff up and maintain that staff in place here at our Pontiac Hospital.
And one of the things that the study's authors specifically mentioned was the centralization of healthcare services that happened previously under different governments. I know that CAQ has been around for almost 4 years now, so there's definitely some blame to go around there. But as far as the changes that came into effect prior to their election and their impact in the long term, now we're seeing some of the longer term impacts of them. So what do you say you could attribute to those changes? Whereas like there was decision making power taken away from local facilities and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think and a lot of people have recognized this, that the speed at which past reforms have been done did create some lack of those leadership positions within every healthcare unit. And it started happening at the end of the last mandate, where you saw a new manager appointed to the long-term care facility in Shawville. Now under in the last few years, there's now been a manager at the long-term care facility here in Fort Collonge as well. So I think you're starting to see that realization that you still do need somebody in charge of every facility everywhere. And that's probably a positive thing from a local decision-making ability, and to hear the concerns and the situation in which the patients and the employees are under. But it's also, I think, just a general recognition that people on the ground have to have somewhere to turn to voice their concerns. Nobody knows the healthcare system like the people who work in the healthcare system or who are actually living or experiencing the healthcare system. I think it's a realization that over and above any reform, which no party is really proposing to change at this point, there has to be the managers and those people in charge of those decisions have to be better in touch and in tune with the needs of the patients and the employees.
All right, Andre, I want to thank you for your time.
All right, thanks so much.